friend. Welcome to the chaplainscorner.net. I am interrupting the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. Please like or follow me, and thank you so much for listening. A little more music while I get ready. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. Why Should I Speak in Tongues? Part 2. This is Season 2, Episode 25. Your foundation scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18. I'll read out of the Amplified. I thank God that I speak in strange tongues or languages more than any of you or all of you put together. That's the Amplified. So I titled this, Why Should I Speak in Tongues? Let me ask you this. Why should you not speak in tongues? The answer is you should speak in tongues. The answer is you can get more of God in you. You can lift the Holy Spirit up in you. You can edify the Holy Spirit. You can increase your knowledge and of things that God would like you to know and operate in, all through praying in the Spirit. Praying in tongues. If it was good enough for the Apostle Paul, it's good enough for me. I remember one day while listening to the radio, I heard my inner man praying in tongues. And I thought to myself, you know, that can't be of the devil. That can't be wrong. Because that's my inner man and he's doing that on his own accord. Once I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I could tune in to my inner man, praising and singing and rejoicing before God, my Father. And Jesus Christ, my Lord. And I knew then that I wanted to go deeper with Jesus. I wanted to get deeper with God. I wanted to learn the secrets and unknown things that are exposed in Jesus Christ. Do you realize when we start our eternal walk that we'll never be able to search all of the things of God out? We'll be learning every day and just edifying every day and living in victory every day. That's the way the Christians should be in this world. You need to be a light, and a light that you can't see is not a light. People need to see that light inside you and see that shine and twinkle in your eyes and that spring in your step, knowing that you have a hope in the future. I think of Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to give you a hope and a future, a good outlook. God has plans for you, but you can't really uncover a lot of those plans a lot of times if you don't draw deeper and get closer to God Himself in your quiet time. It's crucial. I want you to look at Jude, the book of Jude, verse 20. This is amplified also. But you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, makes prosperous, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. This praying in the Holy Spirit, or praying in tongues, is a super key to getting in and walking with Jesus Christ and being able to be used by Him in great and mighty ways. This is not your doing. It's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. It's not about how you look or how you sound. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about how you promote Jesus Christ to the world. And if you go around with a haughty attitude or this or that or everything else, and I'm proving this, I'm proving that, you're missing the point. God and faith operates and works by love. That's the primary factor. Love your fellow man. Learn to love your fellow man to the point that you are concerned and help them with their salvation so that they can see the light and turn to Jesus Christ. So you need to get on your knees, get before God, and get quiet, and ask Him to send you the Holy Spirit. that you would like the gift of speaking in tongues. I want you to look at Luke 11, verse 13. If you then, evil as you are, know how to give good gifts that are to their advantage to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to ask Him? Just ask Jesus Christ, just ask the Father to give you the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You'll get born again if you're not. You'll get saved if you're not. And you'll get the Holy Spirit. God wants you to speak in tongues. God wants your worship. He wants your praise. He wants your glory. And He's deserving of it. And the deeper you get in Jesus, the deeper you get in Christ, the more blessed and victorious your Christian walk will be. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. You have a good and blessed day, and may God bless you and keep you. May God make His face shine upon you and give you peace. And you're going out and you're coming in and you're rising up and you're lying down and your laughter and your weeping and your joy. May you just have a fantastic time in Jesus Christ, speaking in tongues and drawing closer and closer to God. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My website is thechaplainscorner.net, thechaplainscorner.net. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. I look forward to you following me. Please like and share, and thank you so much. Now you have a good day. In Jesus' name, amen.